from Washington. This is VOA News. Nine civilians killed in a Taliban hotel attack. No new developments in the search for a missing Malaysian jetliner. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Afghan's Interior Ministry spokesman said Friday the death toll in a militant gun attack on Kabul's Serena Hotel is 9 people. Interior Ministry spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui.
The attackers were killed in 3 hours by the Afghan security forces. Unfortunately, 9 people were also killed by the attackers. 4 of them foreigners, 5 others were Afghans, among them 2 children and 2 women. And there were 6 others wounded in this attack.
VOA's Sharon Bain has more.
The attack comes as the country prepares for presidential elections on April 5th. In the last 5 days, Taliban militants have carried out attacks across the country, killing some 30 people. Kabul's Serena Hotel is considered one of the safer places to stay in the capital and houses many foreigners, including UN workers and journalists. Both the UN Assistance Mission to Afghanistan and the NATO-led International Security Assistance Force condemned the attack. It was the worst assault on the Kabul Serena Hotel since a suicide bomber blew himself up inside the hotel in 2008, killing 6. Sharon Bain, VOA News, Islamabad.
There are still no signs of wreckage from the missing Malaysian passenger jet after a second day of intense searches over Indian Ocean waters. 5 search planes were combing the remote area of about 2,500 kilometers southwest of the Western Australian city of Perth as part of an international effort to locate possible debris from the missing Boeing 777. The surveillance aircraft participating in the search includes planes from Australia and New Zealand and 1 U.S. Navy plane. One of those pilots is Lieutenant Tim McAlevey from New Zealand.
It's certainly disappointing, and I've got every confidence that if there is an object there that we will find it. And every time that we launch, we hold that hope. However, we're just going to keep going until we find it.
The Malaysia Airlines jet disappeared March 8th. Malaysian Defense Minister Hishamuddin Hussein said China plans to join the search Saturday, with Japan, Britain and France providing additional assistance. But he said more help is needed. More on these stories at voanews.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday signed legislation completing the annexation of Crimea, while Ukraine initiated a deal for closer political cooperation with the European Union. The Kremlin signing ceremony took place after the Federation Council voted unanimously to incorporate the Crimea region into Russia. In a meeting Friday with his advisory security council, Mr. Putin said for now, Russia will hold off on imposing sanctions on the United States in retaliation for U.S. sanctions against Russia over the Ukraine crisis. We might be seeing the first effects of U.S. and European economic sanctions against Russia's business and political elites. Visa and MasterCard, 2 American credit companies, blocked transactions with their cards Friday at several Moscow banks. The institutions say they were complying with U.S. law after U.S. President Barack Obama imposed new sanctions the day before to protest Russia's annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Many Turkish users of the social media network Twitter appear to have succeeded in defying a government ban on the site. Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan instituted the ban late Thursday, with the government battling a corruption scandal just days ahead of local elections. Turkish Twitter user Aslan Gosher says he's fine with shutting down the service because defamatory videos against the state are shared, contributing to the end of the nation. Turkey's president, Abdullah Gül, was among those who circumvented the order, tweeting his disapproval of the ban on Friday. Turkey's main opposition party filed a legal challenge Friday against the court decision to block the online social networking and microblogging service. A top official with the Republican People's Party called the ban unjust, saying all civilized countries have been criticizing Turkey about the move. The U.S. Central Bank has concluded that almost all of the country's biggest banks could withstand a severe economic downturn. The Federal Reserve said that 29 of the country's 30 biggest banks, including a regional bank in the western U.S., have enough money on hand to withstand a hypothetical deep recession. U.S. stocks on this Friday are mostly down in large shape, and the Dow Jones Industrial down 32.55 points to 16,298.50. The NASDAQ is down 48.77, and the S&P 500 down 7.05. More on these stories at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, Washington.